Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
We read from verse 9 to verse 14.
我们从第九节读到第十四节，书第一章九节到十四节。
For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of your faith and love, do not cease praying and asking for you, to the end that ye may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
第九节，因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So as to walk worthily of the Lord, unto all well-pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the true knowledge of God.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, unto all endurance and long suffering with joy.
照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐、宽容。
Giving thanks to the Father, who has made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love？
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin。
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎。罪过得以赦免。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for this opportunity.
主，我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你为着今天这一个机会。
We thank Thee for gathering us together at the beginning of a new year.
感谢主在这一年新年开头的时候把我们聚集在一起。
We believe that thou has new grace for us.
我们深信你有要赐给我们新的恩典。
As we gathered in thy presence,
当我们聚集在你自己的面前，
we pray that thou will be present with us according to thy promise.
我们仰望你照着你的应许与我们同在。
Thy presence is everything to us.
对于我们，你的同在就是一切。
We pray that I will remove anything here that may prevent the manifestation of thy own presence.
求主除去一切限制到你同在的事物。
We pray that we may really see thy face tonight.
我们盼望今天晚上真是能够亲眼看见你。
And be drawn closer to thyself.
并能被你吸引更多的来亲近你。
We ask, Lord, that thou will breathe upon thy word again.
求主重新在你的话语上吹气。
That thy word may come to us in life and in spirit.
但愿你的话临到我们是生命是灵。
Deliver us from anything that is just intellectual or mental.
救我们脱离光是头脑的这些情形。
But bring us into life with thee.
带我们进入生命。
And we will give thee all the glory.
愿荣耀都归给主。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉主宝贵的名。Amen.
I do want to thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity.To see you, dear brothers and sisters, again.
我再感谢神给我这一次又一次的机会，能够见到各位弟兄姊妹。
As I waited upon the Lord for this time,
当我在主面前为着这个聚会寻求等候的时候，
the burden that the Lord seemed to give to me is on this matter of the way to fullness.
好像主给我一个负担，这个主要的负担就是达到丰满的道路。
And we will use the letter to the Colossians as our background.
我想用这个哥罗西书的这个祷告作为我们这一次信息的一个背景。
We know that the Apostle Paul, when he wrote this letter,
我们知道当保罗使徒保罗写这一封信的时候
，he was in prison in Rome.
他是在罗马的监狱。
And he wrote this letter towards the end of that imprisonment.
他写这封信是在他被监禁的这个末了一段时间。
Because here you find in this letter.
因为在这封信里面我们看见。
He gave us the impression that he was thinking of seeing them again.
因为这个信里面说出他很想快就再见到他们。
Especially in the letter to Philemon.
特别是腓利门书。
He asked Philemon even to prepare a dwelling for him.
因为他要这个腓利门为他预备住的地方。
And we find also in the letter to the Philippians.
并且在腓利比书里头我们也看见。
When he was before the Lord,
当他在主面前等候的时候。
Whether it is time for him to leave or whether the Lord wants him to remain.
到底他在两难之间，到底主要他离世，或者要他仍旧留在地上
？Because to depart is a great blessing to him.
因为如果离世与主同在是一个最大的一个福分。
And yet to be continuing with them is for their good.
但是如果还留在世上，是为着腓利比教会的好处。
And finally, he felt that the Lord's will was for him to remain.
到末了，他下一个结论，主要他还活着。
So by all indications,
所以这些点点滴滴的这个证明
，we know that he wrote this letter to the Colossians towards the end of his first Roman imprisonment.
所以我们相信，他写哥罗西书的时候，乃是在他在罗马受监禁末了一段时间。
He had never been to Colossae.
他从来没有去过哥罗西。
But from the book of Acts chapter 19,
但是从行传十九章我们可以看见
we know that he went to Ephesus.
我们知道他到了以弗所。
And for 3 months, he reasoned and persuading the Jews there in the synagogues on the kingdom of God.
差不多3个月的时间，他在会堂里头和犹太人这个辩讲论关于神国的事。
Because some of them began to speak evil about the way.
因为有些人这个对于这条路在那里说一些坏话。
So he left them and he went to the school of Tyrannus.
所以他就在那个时候，他就离开了他们，到了这个汉鲁说的学房。
And there he continued to reason about the kingdom of God for about 2 years.
他继续的在推拉鲁学房和他们辩论，他教训他们差不多2年之久。
And during those 2 years,
在这2年之内
，all Asia, that is all Asia as a Roman province.
差不多在整个的罗马帝国的亚细亚省。
Heard the gospel, whether they are Jews or Gentiles.
无论是犹太人，无论是外邦人，都听见了神的福音。
So even though he had never been to Colossae,
所以虽然他没有去到这个哥罗西
，yet Colossae is one of the cities in this Roman province of Asia.
但是哥罗西是这个亚细亚省份里头的一个城。
So in a sense, he was indirectly related to the church in Colossae.
所以可以说他是间接的和哥罗西教会有一个这样的关系。
Now we know that the brother who was used by the Lord in Colossae was Epaphras.
我们知道神在哥罗西用的一个仆人就是以巴弗。
He was a faithful servant of the Lord.
他是一个主忠心的仆人。
And how he prayed for the people.
他为这个哥罗西的这些圣徒们祷告。
But most likely, this man Epaphras came to the Lord through the ministry of Paul.
很可能以巴佛他得救是借着保罗的这个指示。
So in a sense, Paul was indirectly related to the church in Colossae.
所以哥罗西教会可以说是间接从保罗得的帮助。
And furthermore,
不止这样。
There is a family there in Colossae.
在哥罗西还有一个家庭。
The husband was Philemon.
这个丈夫就是腓利门。
And the wife was Apphia.
这个妻子就是亚非亚。
And they have a son, Archippus.
他们一个儿子亚居拉。亚居珀。
And most likely again, you find this family came to the Lord through the ministry of Paul.
很可能这一家人是因着保罗的指示带到主面前。
Because Philemon owed his very life to Paul.
因为这个腓利门是可以说是相当欠了保罗，他就是保罗相当帮助过他。
And this family with one heart, they served the Lord.
这一家人是全心全意的侍奉主。
The husband opened his house for the meeting of God's people.
腓利门把他的家敞开，为着圣徒们的聚会。
So the church in Colossae met in the house of Philemon.
所以哥罗西教会就在腓利门的家里聚会。
And the wife was perfectly in agreement with the husband.
当然，姊妹全心同意她的丈夫这样
接纳教会。And even the son became a servant of the Lord.
甚至他的儿子亚基弗也成为一个侍奉神的人。
So you'll find with Epaphras and this family of Philemon.
所以我们看见有以巴佛的服侍，还有腓利门一家的这个服侍。
The church in Colossae was started.
在哥罗西的教会就是这样开始的。
And they had a very, very good beginning.
有一个非常好的一个开头。
Because the Apostle Paul, in writing this letter to the Colossians,
因为当保罗写这一封哥罗西西书的时候，
he said he had heard of their faith in Christ Jesus.
他说因为他听说他们的向着主的信心。
And their love towards all the saints.
并且听见他们说的他们向众圣徒的爱。
And their hope for all the promises of God.
以及那个因神所应许的所有的一切而有的盼望。
And we know that these three elements are the fundamental elements of Christian life.
这个信望爱的确是基督徒的信仰的一个根基。
They have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们对主耶稣基督的信心。
And they have love for all the saints.
他们爱众圣徒。
They do not select which saint to love and which saint not to love.
他们在爱弟兄的事上没有挑选。
And they really have full hope to endure.
并且他们实在有个盼望，所以他们能在那里忍耐。
So this church in Colossae had a very good beginning.
所以在哥罗西的教会有个非常好的一个开头。
And these brothers and sisters really loved the Lord.
而这些弟兄姊妹们也真的爱主。
And they really want to go on with the Lord.
他们也愿意和跟随主一直往前。
And they have a very strong desire for fullness, for perfection.
他们实在有一个愿望能够达到这个丰满，达到完全的地步。
I think this is something very commendable.
这个实在是我们应该欣赏的一个情形。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜，
in their anxiousness to be perfect,
在他们一个想要达到完全的这个心愿里面，
somehow they were being misled.
但是好像他们被引错了路。
They were not like the Corinthian believers.
他们不像哥林多的信徒。
The Corinthian believers, they were satisfied with their little knowledge, with their little experience of our Lord Jesus.
哥林多的人, 他们很容易自满, 与他们对主的一点点认识。
They had no desire to really go into maturity.
他们没有一点心, 想要更往前, 达到这个成熟的情况。
They would rather believe in the Lord Jesus and live their own life.
他们一面相信了主耶稣, 一面过他们自己的生活。
That is their problem.
这个是他们的问题。
And I believe even today, among God's people, you have find this problem.
我想今天在神的儿女们中间也有同样的这个问题。
Some are really born again.
有许多弟兄哥真正已经重生得救。
And even be gifted.
并且也很有恩赐。
And yet they had no desire to know the Lord in a fuller way.
但是他们没有一点心想更完满的、更多的认识主。
So they miss to enter into the fullness of God's will.
他们就在神那个完全的旨意里面，他们就差了。And
yet, on the other hand, you do find today people like the people in Colossae.
今天也有许多人像当日的哥罗西信徒一样。They
really have a desire to go into fullness.
他们实在有一个愿望要尽达到。 这一个丰满,
they want to be matured.
他们盼望在主里成熟,
they want to be perfect.
他们盼望在主里面完全,
and yet, when people have such a desire,
但是当人有这么一个愿望的时候,
they are open to certain temptation.
他们对一些试探, 他们打开了门,
so people came into this church in Colossae.
所以有一些人就偷偷地进到这个哥罗西教会来,
and offer them a shortcut to fullness.
给他们一条捷径, 达到丰满的捷径,
telling them that just believing in Christ Jesus is not enough.
就是说你光光信主耶稣基督不够,
Christ is not enough for perfection.
基督不够达到了, 不够叫我们达到
You need something added to Christ.
你还需要在基督之外还要加一些别的东西。
And in the case in Colossae,
在哥罗西的这个情形呢,
we find the so-called Colossian heresy.
这个就是所谓的哥罗西的异端。
Now we do not know exactly what that heresy is.
我们并不清楚到底那一个哥罗西的异端是什么。
We only know that it is a strange combination of two things.
我们知道那是一个很稀奇古怪的两件东西的一个结合。
On the one side, there is the Jewish ritualism.
一面就是犹太教的。 礼义主义,
and on the other hand, there is the Gentile philosophy.
另外一面就是外邦人的哲学,
speculations,
一些古怪的想法,
mystic thinking,
一些奥秘的一种思想,
some kind of Gnosticism,
所谓的诺斯派的一种的哲学,
it is a strange combination.
是一个古里古怪的一个结合.
On the one hand, you find there is an emphasis on certain physical things.
有一些强调一些物质的一些事情。
Keeping certain days.
要守一些的节日。
Do not touch, do not eat, and so forth.
这个不可吃不可摸的这些规条。
And on the other hand, there is some so-called wisdom.
另外一种一派的就是智慧的一些道理。
And they need to be initiated into such philosophical, speculative wisdom.
要把他们引进一些哲学派方面的一些的这个说法。
And if they keep certain rituals,
所以如果他们能守住一些的礼仪,
and they are initiated into some mystic philosophical idea,
进入一些奥秘派的哲学的思想,
then they are perfect.
这样的话你们就能达到完全。
Then they are all in fullness.
这样你们就能够进入这个丰满了。
Not knowing that when they do these things,
他们不知道当他们接受这些教训道理的时候,
they are led away from Christ.
他们就从基督被引开了。
And the result is just the opposite.
结果正好相反。
Because true always leads to correct living.
因为一个真理总是把人带到一个正确的生活。
When you get into errors in teaching,
如果在教训上你走错了路
，inevitably you will be led into corrupted living.
啊，结果你的生活一定是败坏的。
So when Paul heard about these things,
所以当保罗听到俄罗斯所发生的
事 ，No, Epaphras came to Rome.
他
came to Rome.
哦
，Epaphras.
以巴弗斯，以巴弗。
He came to Rome to visit Paul.
啊，以巴弗就来到罗马来访问保罗。
And he shared with Paul what had happened in Colossae.
以巴弗就跟保罗交通。在哥罗西所发生的事。
So Paul was so burdened for these dear brothers and sisters.
所以保罗有非常重的一个负担，为着哥罗西的弟兄姊妹。
So out of that burden, he wrote this letter to the Colossians.
就根据这一个负担，他写了哥罗西书给那边的圣徒。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，It is very important for us.
这个对我们是非常重要。
Thank God, He has not only saved us, but He has given us the desire to go on.
感谢神，他不只救了我们，他也在我们里面给我们一个愿望，一个往前走的愿望。
We are not contented to be just barely saved.
我们不能满意于仅仅得救。
I think this desire to go on.To fullness is from the Lord.
这一个愿望往前而进到完全的地步，进到丰满，乃是主的一个工作。
But somehow, because we do not know ourselves,
但是由于我们并不认识自己
，and we do not know the Lord enough,
我们也对主不够认识。
We tend to be led to other things than the Lord Himself.
我们很容易在主之外被别的事情所牵引。
We are led into the world or even the thinking of man.
我们就很容易被引到世界或者人的想法。
And we are not living according to Christ.
我们就没有生活是照着基督来生活。
And this is a problem not only in the first century, it is a problem here too.
所以这个问题不光发生在第一个世纪，今天也有同样的这个难处。
And thank God for the letter to the Colossians.
感谢神，为着哥罗西书，我们感谢神。
Because this letter shows us the right way to fullness.
因为哥罗西书指引我们一条达到完这个丰满的一条正路。
Now I think.Anyone who reads the letter to the Colossians,
我相信每一个读哥罗西书的人
he will be impressed by the idea of fullness in this letter.
他会发现这一封信里面讲到的这一个丰满的意思。
Some people tell us that in Philippians, especially in chapter 2,
有人说在腓立比书里面，特别是第二章。
You have the so-called kenosis, which is emptying.
有一个
kenosis. Emptying.
就是空虚的意思。
Here you find
倒空。
倒空。How our Lord Jesus, he was equal with God.
第二章里面讲到他主耶稣原是与神同等的。
He had the very form of God.
他有神的形象。
And,That is not something that he grabs at.
他并不是自己勉强去抓来的。
And yet he emptied himself.
然而他倒空自己。
And he took up the form of a bond slave.
他穿上了奴仆的形象。
He had the form of God.
他有神的形象。
And yet he emptied himself.
然而他倒空自己。
He emptied himself of all the honor and glory.Related to Godhead.
他虚己倒空了所有真正有关的荣耀尊贵这一切。
Of course he could not empty himself of his deity.
当然他不能倒空他的神性。
Because that is what he is.
因为那就是他的所事。
Yet everything that is related the glory and honor, position and so forth, he all emptied himself.
但是有关于神的荣耀、尊贵和地位，他都一概倒空了。
And he took up the form of a slave.
他去了奴仆的形象。
That is to say, even in his inward feeling, he is standing on the ground of a slave.
因为在他深处的感觉，他是站在一个奴仆的地位。
And being in the fashion of man,
成了人的样式。
He was obedient to God the Father.
他就顺服父神。
Even unto death.And that is the death of the cross.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So in Philippians, you see the emptying.
所以你看见在腓立比书里面看见他的倒空。
But in Colossians, you see the fullness.
但是在哥罗西书里看见主的丰满。
It is pleroma, fullness.
这是一个丰满意思。
So as you read this letter,
所以当你来读哥罗西书的时候
you will find this fullness is being used many, many times.
所以在这一卷书里面这个丰满这个字用了很多次
In its variations.
是有许多不同的说法
For instance, in chapter 1 verse 9,
比方说第一章第九节
For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of your faith and love,Do not cease praying and asking for you to the end that ye may be filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
他说我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上丰满的知道神的旨意。
So here you'll find filled with the full knowledge of God.
这里是说丰被神的旨意所充满。
And then in verse 19,
然后第十九节,
For in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰满在他里面居住。
And then in verse 24,
然后第二十四节,
Now I rejoice in suffering for you that I fill up that which is behind of the tribulation of Christ in my flesh for his body.
那这里也提到现在我为你们受苦到就是欢乐并且为基督的身体就是为教会在我肉身上丰补满就是以丰满的意思补满他患难的基督患难的确切
And then in verse 25,
然后第二十五节
Which is the assembly of which I became minister according to the dispensation of God which is given me towards you to complete the word of God the word completeis also to feel full.
照神的所赐给我的职分做了教会的执事要把神的道传得全备也是这个丰满的意思。
And then in chapter 2 verse 9,
然后第二章第九节
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
因为神本性一切的丰满都有形有体的居住在基督里。
And then in verse 10, and ye are complete in him, the word complete,is to feel full with him.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛就是也被充满了。
And then again you find in chapter 4 verse
12. 第四章第四节
Verse
12. 第四章第十二节
Epaphras, who is one of you, the bondman of Christ Jesus, salutes you, always combating earnestly for you in prayer, to the end that you may stand perfect,And complete in all the will of God. Complete is also feel full.
这里你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴佛问你们安他的祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全就是 这个地方得以完全也是指着丰满的意思。
And then in verse 17.
然后第十七节
And say to Archippus, take heedTo the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, to the end that thou fulfill it.
第十七节要对亚基布说，勿要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。这个尽所受的职分也是丰满的，这个尽你的职分。
So you find that throughout this short letter.
所以在这个短短的一封书信里面
，so many repetitions in different variations of the same word.
同一个字虽然可能是动词或者名词，都是讲到这一件事。
So whenever you find this, this is an indication that this is what the letter is about.
我们看见这一个字多次的出现，就证明这一封书信主的目的在哪里。
And of course, you have another word that is perfect.
另外一个字是完全的意思。
For instance, in chapter 1, verse 28.
比方第一章第八节。
Whom we announce admonition every man and teaching every man in all wisdom to the end that we may present every man perfect in Christ.
二十八节是我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
And again in chapter 4 verse 12.
然后第四章十二节。
To the end that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全。
So by the repetition of these words.
所以由于在这封书信也多次的提到这一个丰满完全。
And there are other words too.
当然还有其他别的字。
We find that the main thought in this letter is concerning this matter of fullness.
所以这封书信主要的那个思想就是说到这一个丰满这个事。
In this letter, the Apostle Paul is sharing with us the right way to fullness.
这封书信是保罗跟我们交通到达到这个丰满那个正确的路。
But in all his prison letters,
但是在所有他的这个监狱的书信里面
especially you find that in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians,
特别是以弗所、腓立比和哥罗西书
before he was able to share what was upon his heart,
在他还没有向弟兄们说出他心中的负担的时候
you find he always pray before the Lord.
他总是在主的面前先有祷告。
I think this is something very special in these prison letters.
这些监狱书信这一件事情是非常特别的。
Because he wrote these prison letters when his spiritual life has reached a matured life.
因为当保罗写这些监狱书信的时候他个人属灵的情形达到生命成熟的地步。
And he knew very well
他也深信深知
that in spiritual things, just speaking did not do good.
在属灵的事上光讲没有什么太大用。
You may share with people spiritual things.
你可以跟人交通属灵的事。
And people even may be able to receive them, understand them in their mind.
听见的人他们的心思里头也能够领受也能懂得你所讲的
and yet it did not reach into their heart
但是并不能直接达到他们的心
human words no matter how complete it is did not work
人的话不管多完全还是到头来是不灵的
in spiritual things you have to depend upon the spirit of God
属灵的事情必须是在为是灵的神来我们必须投靠他依靠他
so before he tried to share with the people in Colossae
所以当他还没有和哥罗西的圣徒们交通他的负担之间
you find the first thing he did was to pray
第一件事情他做的就是祷告
and this prayer actually is praying for fullness
因为事实上这个祷告乃是为着这个丰满的达到丰满的一个祷告
In his prayer he asked the Lord to lead the people into fullness
在祷告的里面他是在求神把人带进这个丰满
Because unless the Lord does something no matter how you try it's in vain
因为他知道若是没有主进来做事不管人多花力气做也是突然的
Paul's prayer is very specific.
保罗的祷告是非常专一。
He does not just pray a general prayer.
他不是祷告一个一般性的祷告。
You find his prayer is always focused upon some point.
他的祷告总归是集中在某一个点上。
And this is what the receiver of the letter needs.
这一个特点就是收信的人他们的真实的需要。
So this evening we would like to fellowship together on this prayer of Paul.
所以今天晚上我们要集中我们的时间来交通到保罗的这个祷告。
For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of your faith and love, do not cease praying and asking for you.
因此我们从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
To the end, that ye may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这个目的就是愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
He prayed that they may be filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
他的祷告就是要他们在智慧和悟性上能够对神的旨意有一个完满的认识。
Here we find the full knowledge of God's will.
这里是说到神旨意的那个丰满的知识。
We find the will here is singular in number.
这里所说的旨意是一个单数。
Oftentimes when we talk about the will of God,
我们常常说神的旨意。
We always think in terms of a plural number.
我们思想里头
What is the will of God for me to do this or to do that?
到底这一件事情做那件事情到底神的旨意如何?
What is the will of God for me to go here or not to go there?
到底我去这里还是去那里到底神的旨意怎么说?
How do I know the will of God whether I should take up this job or not?
到底我该 接受这个工作或者接受那个工作，到底神的旨意如何？
So our idea of God's will is always plural number.
所以我们对神旨意的这个领会都是多数的。
Or in details.
或者是细节的。
But you find in the Word of God, there is a will that is singular in number.
但在圣经里，我们看见有一种神的旨意，那个旨意是单数的。
For instance, in Romans chapter 12.
比方说罗马书第十二章
In verse 2
第二节,
That we may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
叫我们查验什么是神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
If we present our bodies as a living sacrifice,
如果我们将身体献上当作活祭,
Then the Holy Spirit will renew our mind.
然后圣灵会更新我们的思想。
And with this renewed mind, we will know the good and perfect and acceptable will of God.
因着这个更新的心思，就叫我们能明白神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And we know this good and acceptable will of God is singular in number.
这个善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意也是单数的。
We may say that this will of God,
我们可以说是这个神的旨意。
Controls all the wills of God.
是包含、是支配一切这个零零碎碎的神的旨意。
Now, if we know the will of God,
如果我们知道神的这个单一的旨意,
it will be easier for us the wills of God.
这就帮助我们更容易明白这些零零碎碎细节的神的旨意。
The reason why we find to know the wills of God is so difficult.
为什么我们平常对神这些零零碎碎的事情的旨意很难得到个解答呢?
It is because we do not know the will of God.
原因是我们不认识神那一个旨意。
Once you know the will of God,
你一旦认识了神那个独一的旨意,
we may say that to know the wills of God is already half solved.
你如果认识那个独一的旨意, 那些零零碎碎的，你寻求神的旨意，差不多一半你就清楚了。
Now what is the will of God.
那么究竟这里所说的神那个独一的旨意是什么呢？
We need to have the knowledge of the will of God.
我们需要对神那个独一的旨意有那个认识。
I believe, brothers and sisters,
我相信弟兄姊妹们在座的，
You who have been gathering together for years,
你们已经聚会好多年，
This is an open secret.
这是一个公开的秘密。
Even though the Bible said it is a mystery,
虽然圣经是说那是一个奥秘，
hidden throughout the ages and generations,
是历史历代所隐藏的一个奥秘，
but now it has been revealed.
到现在已经向我们显明了。
In other words, we know what this will of God is.
我们知道什么是神的这一个旨意。
We know that in the will of God, there is a person.
因为在神的旨意里面有一个人物。
And that is his beloved son.
这个人物就是神所爱，神的爱子。
Even before the foundation of the world.
甚至于在这个世界没有建造以造创造以前。
God has already will a will in himself.
神在他心中已经定了一个旨意。
And he will this will according to his good pleasure.
这个定他的旨意是根据他的喜悦。
Because this is something that he is pleased with.
这是他心所喜乐的。
And he will that will even before the foundation of the world.
并且这一个旨意是在他创立世界以前就有的。
Before he did anything,
当他还没有做任何事以前，
there in eternity past,
在已过的永世，
he was all by himself,
他是单独的。
And he purposed a purpose in himself.
但在他心里面他定规了一个旨意。
This is what pleases him.
这个是叫他快乐。
And it is about his son.
这个是关乎他的爱子。
He wants his son to be everything.
他要他的儿子成为一切。
Whatever he is going to create, it is for his son.
他无论他要创造什么，是为着他的儿子。
All things are to manifest the glory of his son.
一切都要叫他叫彰显他的爱子。
All things is to please his beloved son.
一切都是为着叫他的爱子。
He wants his son to have the preeminence of all things.
他要他叫他的儿子能够在一切之上。
He wants his son to be the first place in all things.
他在凡事上居首位。
Now, first place, according to our idea, is just number one.
这个所谓的首位，在我们的观念里头就是第一名。
But I may be number two.
也许我是第二。
But first place in the scripture concept.
但是这个首位在圣经的观念里头，
he means that he is the first place, he has all the place.
就是说他不光是首位，一切的位置都是他的。
He is all and everything.
他是一切又在一切之内。
God has made him the heir of all things.
并且神已经立他为承受万有的。
To head of all things.
叫一切都在他一个元首之下。
And some of all things in him.
在万有在他里面能够归结于一。
Everything will manifest his glory.
一切都要彰显他的荣耀。
Now this is the perfect will of God.
这是神那个完满的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we know the perfect will of God.
我们知道神这一个完满的旨意。
But the Bible said the full knowledge of God's will.
在这里圣经是说要丰满的知道神的旨意。
Because in the original is epignosis, full knowledge.
在原来这个字就是完满的旨意。
Not only just knowing this,
不光是知道一件事，
but know it in a full way,
而是丰满的来认识它。
Now our problem is,
今天我们的问题是，
somehow we all know the will of God.
好像我们是知道神的旨意。
We all know that God's will is His Son.
我们知道神的旨意是在于他的儿子。
Mentally, we all know that.
头脑上我们都认都认识。
But we do not have the full knowledge.
但是我们没有那个丰满的认识。
Full knowledge means experiential knowledge.
这里所说的完满的旨意，乃是一个经历上的认识。
It is not just our objective.
不光是一个客观的认识。
It is a subjective knowledge of God.
是一个主观对神的认识。
It is a working knowledge of God.
是一个神一个灵那个完全的一个旨意。
In other words, it works, it operates.
就是说这个旨意它是能够实现的。
Not only mentally you understand it.
不光是头脑里的领会。
But it has become your life.
但是这个成为你的生命。
It affects your life.
影响你的生活。
And you begin to experience in a way of this knowledge.
并且你能经历这一个你所认识的。
But not only that.
不单这样。
You find to be filled with the full knowledge of God.
并且我们要充满这一个对神的认识。
And not only you have some experience knowledge of God's will.
不是光光有一点在经历上认识一点神的旨意。
But you are to be filled with the full knowledge of God.
而且被神那个完满的旨意所充满。
In other words, that knowledge of God has taken you over.
换句话是这个对神的认识把你整个的人得着了。
Therefore, you find whatever happens, you will not control your whole being.
因为这个认识支配了你整个的人。
Now, this is the way to fullness.
这一个是达到丰满的一条路。
In order to really enter into fullness.
为着我们真正能够进入这一个丰满。
First of all, we need to be filled with the full knowledge of God.
第一个，我们就必须先被神的这个丰满的认知识所充满。
And in Paul's prayer, he added and said, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
保罗在这里还加了一句话，在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上来满心知道。
Not just having this knowledge.
不光是有这一个知识。
Now sometimes we make a difference between knowledge and wisdom.
我们通常对这个智慧和知识有一个分辨。
Knowledge is something that you have learned.
这个知识是有一些事情你学到的，你知道的。
Wisdom is you are able to use what you have learned.
而这个智慧是你能知道怎样来用你所认识所知。
It is working knowledge.
是一个就是行动的一个知识。
You know, some people have great knowledge.
有的人很有知识。
But they don't know how to utilize the knowledge they have.
但他们并不知道怎么运用他们所知道的。
So, what the Bible says, we need that wisdom.
所以圣经告诉我们需要那个智慧。
It is a working knowledge.
是一个那个有果效的一个智慧。
It works in our life and leads us to fullness.
并且能生活在那个影响我们的生活而实行我们所知道的。
Now, of course, we know from the Word of God.
当然，从圣经里我们知道。
There are two kinds of wisdom.
有两种的智慧。
One wisdom is earthly.Carnal and devilish.
一个是属地的，是属人的，是鬼魔的一个智慧。
The more you have that kind of wisdom, the more emulation and strife you have.
你越有这些智慧，那你就越有一些和人争斗的情形。
But there is a wisdom from above.
但是另外一种的智慧，从上头来的智慧。
First, it is pure.
第一，它是纯单纯。
Peaceful.Gentle, meek,
清洁的是平和平的，是温柔的。
Yielding,
是降服的。
So, brothers and sisters, what we need is this wisdom from above.
弟兄姊妹，我们所需要的，这是这个上头来的智慧。
And in that wisdom,
在那个智慧里面
，we are filled with the full knowledge.
我们就是这一个智慧能得着神那个丰满的知识。
Some people profess they have wisdom.
有的人自称他们是很有智慧。
And they know the knowledge of God.
他们也知道神
But what happened?
但是结果呢?
You find strife and emulation.
结果是增进,
so we know that this is not a wisdom in all, it is not a not full knowledge of God in all wisdom.
所以在这里说到,
if you really have the full knowledge of God's will in that wisdom from above,
你如果有这个从上头来的智慧而得着的对神旨意的认识,
you find it is pure.
啊, 结果是清洁,
it is peaceful.
是和平的,
it is gentle.
是温柔的,
it is meek.
是柔性,
it is enduring.
是长久的,
so yielding.
是顺服的,
so that is the difference here.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是这个当中的不同,
you find that in James chapter 3.
你看见在雅各书第三章里面,
and then in spiritual understanding.
另外就是说到树林的悟性,
now what do you mean by spiritual understanding?
这个树林悟性是指怎么说的呢?
Spiritual understanding is very important.
树林的悟性是非常重要的,
I think in 1 Kings chapter 4.
我想在 列王记上第四章,
you remember how Solomon asked God for wisdom.
你记得Solomon在神面前求智慧,
he actually asked God for understanding.
事实上他是求神给他悟性,
a heart that understands,
就是能够领会的一颗心,
we think that understand is the mind.
我们 以为这个要领会一件事情是我们的头脑,
but true understanding is related to the heart.
其实真正的悟性是和我们心发生关系.
Solomon asked for an understanding of the heart.
那所罗门向神所求的就是这个心的一个悟性.
And God was pleased with it.
神非常喜欢.
So God gave him that understanding heart.
所以神赐给他这一个悟性.
The understanding heart simply means a heart that hears.
就是说那个心是听神话语的,
a heart that can hear God.
是能够听见神的.
Now this is understanding.
这个就是悟性.
And in that understanding,
在那一个领悟性里面,
you are filled with the full knowledge of God.
你就能被神那个完满的旨意所充满.
So this is something that Paul wants the Colossian believer to enter in.
这就是使徒保罗盼望哥罗西的教会弟兄姊妹能够进入的一个认识.
The problem why they were being led astray,
原因他们所以会被人引离引偏离的正道,
is because they do not have this full knowledge of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
因为他们缺少了这一个树林悟性智慧和悟性上所对神旨意的完满的认识.
And in a very real sense,
认真说,
I believe that this is the lack with ourselves today.
我想这也是我们今天我们在神面所缺乏的.
A little knowledge is dangerous.
有世界上有一句俗话说, 一点点的知识非常危险的.
So we need that full knowledge of God's will.
我们需要认识神那个完满的旨意.
We need to pursue this.
我们需要在这世上有追求.
And if we really let the full knowledge of God fill us in our wisdom and understanding,
如果我们正是让这一个完满的知识认识充满在我们的心中,
then in a sense, we are on solid ground.
这样我们就站在一个非常坚实的根基上.
Now some people have this idea.
有人有这么一个想法.
Knowing the eternal purpose of God is something mysterious.
好像要明白神永远的旨意, 好像是一个奥秘.
It is almost like a speculative knowledge.
好像是一种想象而已.
A kind of thing that you just cannot grasp that.
好像是人抓不住的一些东西.
In other words, some people think spiritual things are very impractical.
也许有的人说，这属灵的事都是不大实际的。
The more spiritual you are, the less human you become.
好像以为说你越属灵，你就越不像个人了。But
I remember our dear brother Watchman said.
我记得倪弟兄说过一句话。Unless
you know how to be a man, you cannot be a spiritual man.
他说你若不知道怎样做一个人，你就永远不会做一个属灵的人。
On the contrary,
相反的,
the more spiritual you are, the more practical you become.
你越属灵，你这个人生活越实际。
So here you find after Paul prayed that prayer for the Colossian believers.
所以当保罗在哥罗斯第一章为着哥罗斯教会祷告以后,
he follows this with showing us the consequences of this knowledge.
他就给我们看见因着这一个认识而有的一个结果。
So as to walk worthily of the Lord unto all well-pleasing.
叫你们行事为人对得起主, 凡,
How can we walk worthy of the Lord?
我们怎么能够行事为人配得上主?
How can we please the Lord in our life?
我们怎么能在生活当中来讨主的喜悦?
If we do not know His will,
我们如果不知道他的旨意,
we may try to please Him, but we may do the very opposite.
我们也许想要讨他的喜欢, 结果我们所做的正好相反。
We remember Saul, the Pharisees did it before.
我们知道以前的巴利赛人扫罗所做的。
He wanted to serve God.
他要侍奉神。
And he served God with zealousness.
他是满怀热心要侍奉神。
And yet, he did not know God's will.
但是他根本不知道神的旨意。
He did God a great disservice.
他是真是为神摆上一切。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God knew his heart.
神知道他的心。
So God met him.
所以神来遇见他。
And reveal his mind to him. And knowing the will of God. Then you find he can walk worthily of the Lord unto a well pleasing. So it does affect our life. It gives us the direction.
它给我们一个方向。
It gives us the possibility of pleasing God.
它给我们一个怎样我们可能来讨神的喜悦。
And it's a bearing fruit in every good work.
凡是蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子。
Now what is good work?
这里所说的善事到底是什么?
Good work is actually doing God's will.
事实上这个行善
In the Bible, you'll find whenever God says it is good, it means it is God's will.
所以圣经里凡说的好，说的好，
no matter how good it may appear to people,
如果一些事情在人看，不管看人多好，
people can say, Lord, Lord, in your name, I have preached. The word.
有人说主啊主啊，我奉你的名在那里做事。
In your name I have cast out demons.
我奉你的名赶鬼。
And in your name I have worked wonders.
我行了神迹。
And the Lord said, I do not know you.
主说我不认识你。
Workers of lawlessness.
你是那个作恶的。
Only when we know God's will.
只有当我们知道了神的旨意。
Then we can please Him.
然后我们才能讨他的喜悦。
And God's good works are not just something out of our own striving efforts.
所说的这些善事不仅仅不是我们用我们自己的力量来说做的一些事。
Work in the Bible is bearing fruit.
这个圣经里所说的工作事实上乃是指做结果。
In other words, bearing fruit is something that comes from within.
这个圣经说的这个结果子乃是从里面所产生的。
It is the concentration or the maturity of life.
这是生命的一个 成熟的一个结果。
So all the good works before God are fruits.
所以所有在神明的所会，这里是善事，乃是一些果子。
It is not by human effort.
不是出于人的努力。
It is the outflow of life.
那乃是生命的一个流露。
So unless we really know Him.
所以除非我们真认识他。
Unless we allow the life of Christ really take over.
我们真是让主的生命来遮住我们。
Now how can we bear fruit in good works?
那我们怎么能够在善事上结果子呢？
And then it says, and growing by the true knowledge of God.
并且渐渐的多知道神。
See, that is Christian growth.
这就是基督徒的长进。
That is the way that we really grow in the Lord.
这就是我们正在主里面长大。
And furthermore,
不止这样，
strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory unto all endurance and long suffering with joy.
第十一节说，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
When we enter into fullness,
当我们进入这一个丰满，
you'll find we begin to experience the strength within us.
我们就发现我们经历了在我们里头的那个加力。
Actually, it is out from the life of the Lord.
事实上这是从主的生命来的。
We have the powerTo endure and to suffer long.
我们就有力量来欢欢喜喜的忍受和宽容。
Now endurance in the Bible is related to endure our environment.
这个忍耐在圣经里面多半是指着我们忍受我们的环境。
Long suffering.Is also endurance, patience, but it related to person.
这个宽容也是像忍耐一样，但是它是关系到我们和人的关系。
We know the patience of Job.
我们知道约伯的忍耐。
That is the endurance of Job.
那是约伯的忍耐。
He was able to endure all these.Environment.
他忍受他所遭遇的一切的环境。
And we know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love suffers long.
我们也知道在哥林多前书十三章里面说，爱是恒久忍耐。
And that is towards people.
那个地方是指着向着人的。
So whether it is towards things or towards people.
无论是对事物或者对人。
The life within us has the strength to endure.
在我们里面的生命有一个能力，叫我们能够忍耐。
And not only to endure and long suffer, but with joy.
不单是忍耐宽容，并且欢欢喜喜的。
So these are the expressions of fullness of life.
这就是。丰满生命的而有一种的光景。
And then giving thanks to the Father,
并且感谢父神。
Who has fit us, made us fit for sharing the portion of the saints in light.
叫我们能与众生徒在光明中同得基业。
In other words, we realize that it is all from God.
这就是说我们知道这一切都是从神来的。
Not that we are able to endureOr able to suffer long.
不是我们能忍耐或者宽容。
Not that we are able to bear fruit in good works.
也不是我们能在善事上结果子。
Not that we are able to please God worthy, what worthy of the Lord.
也不是我们能够行事为人对得起主。
We acknowledge that it is all from God.
我们承认这一切都是出于神。
And we thank Him for fitting us. to share with the saints of our inheritance.
也感谢父，叫我们能和众圣徒在光中同得基业。
So this is the prayer of Paul for the Colossian believers.
这就是保罗为哥罗西信徒所有的祷告。
In other words, he is pointing out to them the right way to follow.
换句话说，这就是保罗指给哥罗西圣徒看见一条达到丰满的道路。
And if they see this, they will be delivered from all the distractions.
所以他们如果看见这一个，他们就蒙拯救，脱离所有一些叫他们分心思。
And they will really grow into perfection.
他们能够真正长到完全的地步。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
as we come together this time,
当我们这一次一同来到这里，
we need really to pray.
我们实在需要有祷告，
asking the Lord,
求主，
to give us vision,
给我们意象，
asking the Lord to open our inner understanding,
求主开启我们里面的悟性，
that we may really be filled with the full knowledge of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
叫我们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上能够满心知道神的旨意。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we acknowledge that in spiritual things we are absolutely helpless.
弟兄姊妹，主，我们承认我们在属灵的事情上我们毫无能为力。
When we try by ourselves,
当我们凭着自己来试的时候，
How often we are being led astray,
我们常常被带错了路。
So dear Lord, we want to come to thee with humility,
所以主，我们谦卑来到你的面前，
Acknowledging that in ourselves we cannot do it,
我们承认凭着我们自己我们不能做什么。
So we look to thee,
所以我们仰望你。
We ask thee that thou will open our understanding,
求主开启我们的悟性。
As thou didst do to the two disciples from to Emmaus,
正像你对到以马忤去路上两个门徒所做的。
Open our heart,
开我们的心。
That when thy word comes, our heart may feel warm.
所以当你说话的时候，我们的心会觉得火热。
And more than that,
不止这样，
we ask that thou will break the bread to us,
并且求你为我们拨开饼，
that we may see thyself,
叫我们能看见你的自己。
Lord, do fill us with thyself,
主，但愿你将自己充满在我们里面。
Fill us with the full knowledge of God,
将对神认这个丰满的认识充满在我们里面。
That we may be delivered from all distractions,
所以我们能蒙拯救，脱离那一切把我们带离开你的事。
And may grow into fullness in thee,
叫我们能在你的里面达到完满的成绩。
And to thee be all the glory,
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
In thy precious name,
奉你宝贵的名，
Amen,
Amen.